right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And it's a little bit after 9 o'clock. And if you're a regular listener to this program, you know it must mean news with Gina Grad, everyone.
Now, from the 97.1 Newsroom,
Gina Grad.
Here's Gina Grad with the news.
Because that's my fun day.
Tracy Tyson is so much more talented than I am.
All right, Gina, what's happening in the news?
Oh, baby? There's so much going on. Well, as you are well aware, there's a lot going on.
Thank you.
Well, the Lakers are doing very, very well again. Thank goodness for our team. They're headed east to try a historic comeback on their own. Kobe Bryant scored 25 points, including a decisive dunk in the final minute. And Lamar Odom added 20 as the Lakers prevented the Celtics from winning a 17th title with a 103-98 win in Game 5 on Sunday night.
Yeah.
Yay! And here we have some audio from the final moments of Sunday's game.
Here we go.
Off the inbound, Fisher the steal. And that will do it. The series is going back to Boston as the Lakers survive another furious comeback by the Celtics.
All right, go Lakers.
Skin of their teeth.
That'd be great to see them win two games back then.
Yeah.
All right, anything else going on then?
Yeah, well, Kobe Bryant had some things to say regarding the Lakers' win, as well as giving a few reasons why the Lakers should be expected to come back strong in the next big game being held in Boston. We have some audio of this.
All right, Kobe Bryant, everyone.
No, we're still on. We're doing some positive things. And the important thing is to keep those guys away from the line. I mean, they get to the free throw line all day long, and that gets them back in the game.
Now, heading back to Boston, you know the Celtics are very good at home. What makes this team confident that they can do what's never been done before and make NBA history?
Now, who's interviewing Kobe Bryant?
You know, I actually think it's KLSX's own Bob Moore.
It sounds like it.
Now, heading back to Boston, you know the Celtics are very good at home. What makes this team confident that they can do what's never been done before and make NBA history?
Because, you know, we went on the road before. We played in tough environments before. We shot the ball like crap in Beantown the last two times, so we're due.
Ah, bet ABC was happy to hear that word come over the airwaves.
And isn't it kind of funny that that interview makes it sound like one person was in a lower RPM and one was in a higher RPM?
And I'm sure that ABC has asked him, please, when you talk about the score on the NBA Finals, please don't use the word crap.
Yeah, relax with the language.
Please, Bubba.
We shot the ball like crap in Beantown the last two times, so we're due.
Oh, boy. Shot the ball like crap in Beantown.
Sounds like a country song.
Yeah, it sounds like a bad name for a restaurant. Crap in Beantown. All right, what else is happening in the news? Gina Grad.
Well, in political news, Al Gore stepped on stage in Detroit, Michigan today to announce his support for Senator Barack Obama.
Thank God.
Yes, from now through Election Day, Gore says he intends to do whatever he can to make sure Senator Obama is elected President of the United States. And here we have some audio from his very dramatic speech today.
I don't know why Al waited so long. Actually, he should have waited until like December after the election. All right, Al Gore, everybody, he's back.
America needs change more than ever. After 8 years of lost jobs and lower wages, we need change. After 8 years of incompetence, neglect, and failure, we need change. After 8 years in which our Constitution has been dishonored and disrespected, we need change. After 8 years of the worst, most serious foreign policy mistakes in the entire history of our nation, we need change. In September of 2002, I argued strongly that the invasion of a country that had not attacked us would be a mistake.
I don't know. It's sort of an odd choice to drown him out with the Soviet national anthem, but that's what they did in Michigan. All right. Anything else going on in the news? Gina Gray?
Yes. Well, finally, in entertainment news, addiction specialist and radio and TV personality Dr. Drew Pinsky is in some hot water with Tom Cruise.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Not literally, yes. The celebrity rehab host made remarks about the cult-like environment of those involved with Scientology and how most people involved in it have suffered from deep childhood trauma.
Oh, boy.
Yes, after Dr. Drew's comments about Tom Cruise's mental health led the actor's lawyer to compare the TV therapist to a Nazi.
Yes,
Pinsky apologized for insulting the star.
Oh,
and
man.
And yes, we have some audio of Billy Bush interviewing Dr. Drew on Access Hollywood about this.
Oh, boy. Look at that. Dr. Drew is usually, you know, pretty mellow out there, going nuts on Tom Cruise.
It's been quite the back and forth with this.
I certainly do not mean anybody any harm. And if I harmed anybody by what I said, I'm mortified and I apologize.
You went in to say this. Take a guy like Tom Cruise. Why would somebody be drawn into a cultish kind of environment like Scientology? To me, that's a function of a very deep emptiness and suggests serious neglect in childhood.
And I know in my clinical world, when people join a cult, whatever cultish kind of environment you want to call it, oftentimes what's motivating that is a emptiness.
But you do believe that Scientology is a cult?
I don't know if it's a cult or not. It has that feel. I mean, people that join those kinds of inclusive environments do tend to be motivated by emptiness.
Oh,
don't
boy.
Be a player hater.
Wow, look at that. Taking a shot at Scientology, man. They don't like it over there.
Yeah, but he did say he was absolutely mortified by Tom's adverse reaction.
Sort of had to say that, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, Dr. Drew, it is odd for him to step out like that.
Yeah,
the whole new Dr. Drew. Is he going to get a big tattoo now?
Totally. You got to give him credit for speaking his mind, but it wasn't received well.
Yeah, he sounds very nervous too. Poor guy, because Dr. Drew doesn't like to offend anybody.
Yeah.
And listen, at the initial part of this clip, he sounds a little nervous.
I certainly do not mean anybody any harm. And if I harmed anybody by what I said, I'm mortified and I apologize.
Well, there you go. Mortified and apologized, Bob.
Yeah.
All right, that poor guy, man. He's got triplets. He's a good guy, and he just got caught up in this whole thing. I don't know. All right, anything else going on there? Gina Gray.
That's what's happening.
The news with Gina Gray, everybody.
The news with Gina Gray.
It's just another manic Monday, Tim.
Give us 8.5 minutes, and we'll fill it with words.
Yes, look at that.
So,
thank you.
Tim, can I interrupt for a second?
Yes, ma'am.
I have another really good Gina Gray sighting story from over the weekend.
What do you mean?
I was sighted.
You mean somebody recognized
you?
Is that right? It happens like every couple weeks now.
Yeah, it's happening.
It happens to me, happened to me once in the 12 years I've been doing this.
Shut up. Everybody knows.
Nah, it's not
come
true.
On.
It happened to me. The only time somebody, I think it's happened like twice, where somebody asked if I was the guy on the radio. And once it was at Target where I was buying some Halloween crap. And the second time was over at, I was at Fatburger. And I see a sign there. I may have told you the story before. And it says 10% off your order with AAA. Hey, I'm a member of AAA. I mean, a lot of people are. I'm not bragging. And I give the guy the AAA card. And he's like, Tim, oh, are you the guy on the radio? I'm like,
nope.
And he said, how's it going? I said, well, I'm using my AAA card to get about 20 cents off on this burger. How do you think it's going?
Please tell me he laughed and didn't look at you with just the utmost pity.
I felt like such an a-hole. I really did. I mean, but it says AAA discount. And I thought, wow, you just, the guy's going to take your word for it that you're a member.
Yeah.
And I give him the card and he reads, he looks at the number and the name like, oh, Bobo, I apologize.
Wow.
Getting 8 cents off a burger here. All right. So what happened to you?
Okay. So I was at the Magic Castle last night.
Right.
I had to miss the Tonys. I didn't want to get into it. Mm. But I was at the Magic Castle for my friend's birthday and we did the dinner. We went to all the shows and most of it blew my mind. So there was this one magician in particular who was unbelievable. I mean, it was like the devil's work. Absolutely insane. I mean, he put a yellow ball in this woman's hand and she opened it and 20 balls popped out and just madness.
Wow.
So I had to talk to him afterwards because I was a little bit of like a groupie vibe. So
you buzzed?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So I wait for him outside his little like velvet curtain and he comes out and he has like a goatee and like the eyebrows and the glasses.
Just your look. Just your vibe.
It was like, he's such a magician. So I go up to him and I'm like, I just want to tell you, I'm such a big fan. That was so amazing. And I'm talking and I'm kind of like blubbering and going on and on. And there's a girl behind me. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll wrap it up because I'm sure she wants to gush in the same way that I am. So I wrap it up and I kind of move to the side. And she moves to the side and I'm trying to like get around her. And so I move to the other side so she can talk to the magician, and she moves to the other side. And I was like, I'm sorry. Do you want to like get around me or, you know, talk to this amazing magician? She's like, no, I just. And I'm like, I can totally move. I'm totally done talking to him now. And she's like, no, are you? I'm so embarrassed, but are you Gina Grad?
Wow.
Jesus and I was like,
I was like, well, yeah. Again, I'm sorry, did you go to KU? She's like, no, I love the radio show.
Wow.
And the Nice and One, I love
your
news.
Very popular.
And so we start talking, and I was like, that is so sweet. Oh, my God, thank you. I'm flattered. I'm bowled over. And I didn't realize the whole time we were talking, the magician was still standing there.
Oh, boy.
And he was getting really pissed that, like, he wasn't.
Oh, that they were talking to you.
Yeah.
Not
she was
him.
Not happy. So she brought her boyfriend over to meet me, and we're all talking. And finally, after like 5 minutes, he interrupts our conversation. He, like, all of a sudden, he's the usher.
Uh-oh.
And he's like, ladies, can you please continue your conversation in the lobby? Because there is magic taking place right now.
An a-hole.
I'm like, I'm sorry.
It's not about him for a second.
Yeah, there's magic taking place. So we're like ruining the vibe. So anyway,
that's amazing,
you,
man. Everybody's recognizing
it was
you.
Very sweet.
Gina Grad, look at you, man. That's fantastic out there.
And I swear if you come up to me, I'll be in something other than my Sex and the City dress next time, because now we're two for two.
Oh, boy. Hey, do you know that thing like when you're walking through a mall and somebody's walking towards you and you go to the left, they go to the right?
Yeah.
You go to the left, and you,
like playing D on you.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And my friend has the perfect way to stop those. He, you know, like you go to the left, she goes, and then you go back and forth, and he stops and he goes, hey, listen, I can only do this. I'm pressed for time. I can only do this about another 200 times.
Does anyone ever, like, get freaked out?
I saw
out?
Him do it this weekend.
Really?
Yeah. I never heard it before. But he stopped. He was doing that with a chick, and they stopped. He goes, hey, I'm pressed for time. I can only do this about 200 more times.
Did she laugh?
Yeah, she kind of would laugh, but
that's
she thought
amazing.
The guy was an idiot. All right, another Gina Grad sighting. Man, we should have a map of Southern California and put a little dot. Everywhere,
thumbtacks.
Yeah, Gina's recognized. So it's been at the Grove and it's been at
the Magic Castle.
Magic Castle.
And the tanning salon in Los Feliz.
But, is that right?
Yeah.
Again?
Yeah.
Holy
But
Christ.
I handed her my card, like, you know, AAA Fatburger style.
Right.
And she, like, tried to be all cool and then had to tell me she was a fan of the show.
Wow.
A fan of the station.
Really taken off. She asked for a raise around here.
Seriously.
You always do, right?
Every day.
They never give it to you?
Not once.
No. All right. Yeah. All right. Gina Grad, everyone.
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah. There she goes, man. All right. Last week, we were talking to some of you stoners out there, guys who enjoy the weed. And we talk about this quite often because we do get some great calls from pot smokers and guys that are, you know, getting high, because that's really the only way to enjoy, you know, talk radio. Obviously, don't do it if you're driving and or if you're operating heavy machinery. Is that the extent of the disclaimer? That's it?
That's all you need to say.
But if you're going to be home, and it's always better to take the edge off and listen to talk radio, you know? Why would you? When I listen to this station, you know, drunk, when I'm like drinking on, you know, weekdays or weekends, it's always more entertaining to listen to after a few. And we discovered that one of the songs that a guy called us up with last week and said it's really entertaining to listen to the song when he's bombed or when he's high is this song "Focus" by Hocus Pocus.
No, it's the other way around.
Oh, no, it's
Hocus Pocus,
Hocus Pocus
by Focus.
Focus. Yeah, I'm sorry. I got the artist. The artist is Focus, and the song is Hocus Pocus. And we'll play that song for a second here. But do you have a favorite song to get high to? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We asked a few people here at the radio station what songs they like to get really, really high to. And we've come up with a short list here, but I'm sure you've got some of your favorites as well. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's Hocus Pocus by Focus. And if you've taken the edge off, I think you'll enjoy this song a little more.
I gave you the list to play.
Oh, I know. Well, I you play them in there. I'll just mention them. I can't bring them all up on the computer.
Yeah, you can.
No, I can't. Because I
made a playlist for
you. I know,
you.
But then I'd have to type every one of them in.
No, you just load in high songs.
I know, but I can't just play it in there,
right,
Jerry.
I'll just play it. Tim, please.
It's tough to get good help. So that's one of them. Here is another person who works at 97.1 Free FM. This is her favorite song to get completely bombed to. I imagine a lot of people feel the same way about this one.
Could you imagine smoking to this?
All right, here's another one. This is probably a layup when it comes to getting high. I imagine a lot of people are still listening to a Zeppelin when they're smoking their weed. Let's talk to Nelson in Los Angeles, on 97.1. How are you, sir?
Timmy Conway.
Hey,
look at you, dude. When I get bombed, I like to listen to Guns N' Roses, man, that Night Train song.
Oh, yeah. You smoking right now?
Nah, man, I'm working, but when I get drunk as hell, this is my song to drink to.
All right. Thanks for calling, buddy. All right, gang, your favorite songs to get high to, and this list would be incomplete without this next one we'll play for you before we go to break. 520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. The songs that you either currently or used to get high to, man. Look at that. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Let's talk to Chris in Temecula. Chris, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you? I'm sorry. Hold on one second. You there?
No.
God almighty. There we go.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, man. Look at you, dude.
Oh, wow. You should see the size of the cans. They just walk by. All right, man. I listen to you every night.
Yeah, love thank you, dude. All right, so what's the song you get high to? Oh, there he goes. I think what he wanted to say was he listens to those Ernie Anderson drops.
Doesn't matter.
It just gets bombed with the Ernie Anderson drops.
I have no idea what she's saying.
Ernie Anderson used to be a great friend of my father's and used to be the voice of ABC and Ford and a lot of other commercials, and most famously for ABC, did all of their shows for years and years. And this guy likes to get high to those sound effects, man. Look at that.
Get somebody in here that can that calls horse races.
All right, let's talk to, how about Matt in Ventura?
What's his name again?
Matt. Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What's up, you big stud?
Hey, look at you, dude.
Hey, so I don't get high anymore, but I used to, and I used to love listening to Phish. And one song in particular is called Esther off the Junta album.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're looking for that right now. We're going to play it for you. So you stopped getting high?
I did. I've been sober a little over 3 years.
And did you have a problem with it, or you just burned out?
No, well, I graduated to other things, and, you know, long and the short is I had a little alcohol problem and a little recreational methamphetamine problem, too, so.
How recreational was your methamphetamine, Jones?
Oh, dude, like everyday use for like 5 years straight.
Not so recreational then, huh?
Not so recreational.
And were you on it all day?
Pretty much, you know, I wasn't working and whatnot, so I was robbing and stealing the other stuff that comes along with
that. Did you get caught doing that?
You know what? I never did. I never got a DUI. I never got a possession of a controlled substance or anything like that. But
wow, you just skated, man.
Dude, I totally skated.
What was rock bottom for you?
I was living out on a little crack pad out in the east end of Ventura, and the house had no electricity, no gas, and no whatnot. And, you know, we heated the house up with little tea candles. We lit like 100 tea candles and warmed the house and give us light. And I didn't envision life being like that, and that was my rock bottom.
Some guys who are married with 5 kids would give their left arm for then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
All right, Bubba, we thank you for calling. We'll try to play that for you a little later.
All right, thanks, Timmy.
All right, there he goes, man. Songs you got completely bombed to or completely wasted to, and everybody always remembers this. Here's one is a favorite of somebody who works here at the station. And I'm sure that you'll agree, you've probably gotten high to this one more than once. Let's talk to Carlos and Hawthorne. Carlos, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Tim. Good evening.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Nothing much, man. Just working here, trying to finish up my night.
Good for you.
Just calling because if I can tell you a quick short story.
Sure.
Back in the days, me and my buds used to get so loaded in a spot we called the garage. And, you know, it was such a kick-ass, and with our theme song was Moments in Love.
Wait a minute, it was a bar called The Garage?
Yeah, in our garage.
Oh, in your garage, all right.
Yeah, in our garage. We had it all lined up in black, with a bunch of velvet posters, you know, and three black lights.
Wow, sounds like...
So bombed in there, and our theme song was Moments in Love. You know, we would always have to play that as soon as we get started.
Is this it here?
That's it right there. That song is like 10 minutes long, and if you hear it the whole way through, you'll get why we used to love listening to it, because it has some weird noises all the way through it.
Yeah, all right, well, let's listen to it. It's a Moments of Love. All right, here we have the Fish, the song that the guy from Ventura just requested. He got Stone. He had a recreational methamphetamine Jones every single day, living in basically homeless in a hut with no electricity. And when he got high on meth, this is what he'd listen to all day.
It was late one fall night at a fairground near town when Esther first saw the Armenian man who groveled toward her and stood by her side with a bucket that swung in his hand. His grin stretched the folds of his pasty white cheeks, and his lips hurled a dollop of murk on the curb, and the lights from the rides showed a mischievous sparkle that flashed in his hollow-eyed stare. He said, "Little girl, you can chop off my legs and then peel off my socks if you want to. But I'd rather you took this old puppet from me that I hold in my pail as we speak." And he stood looking down at the innocent girl, and she stared at the bucket, bewildered. Then he lifted the doll for the young girl to see, and a giant smile grew on his face. She saw the doll's eyes, and she couldn't resist, and she thanked the man quickly and ran to the church. And she burst through the doorway with puppet held high, and a hush filled the chapel, and the people looked mean.
Gina Grad used to toke once in a while, occasionally lose reality, huh?
Every once in a blue moon.
Probably in college, right? Yeah. Not anymore.
What was the
song that you hit it to?
You know, my favorite would either be Sweet Dreams by Annie Lennox or this crazy song called Hide and Seek by Imogene Heap. You hear 2 seconds of it and you'll know why it's so great.
Here's Sweet Dreams. I could see you getting high to this.
To disagree, I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something. Some of them want to.
And then I bust out my Annie Lennox impression.
Oh, you got one? Can you sing to this? Let's go.
Some of them want to abuse you.
A little Cher.
Sounds exactly like Cher. All right, let's talk to Jonathan in Ventura. Jonathan, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yeah, whenever I just get really blazed, I like to listen to Maggot Brain by The Parliament because it's really obscure but nice guitar solo.
All right. Well, if you're smoking weed right now, I think we got it. All right, 520-9710, 888-520-9710. Sam Simon is going to join us with Malibu Dan at 10 o'clock for a little Stump the Monkey. And these are the songs that Easter used to get high or still get high to. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
if I needed a ride.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Simon joins us a little early here. We're going to do a little Tim. Stump the Monkey at 10. Nice to see you, dude.
Nice to see you. I've got some good monkey stumpers
tonight. All right, we continue with the songs that you got high to. Now, you've been high in your life, right?
I have been. I never really liked it, but I know that it makes you like music that isn't really... My friends and I used to always make fun of when bands had a drum solo, when they would stop in a concert and do a drum solo.
Oh, right, yeah.
And I went to see The Who when I was in college. And no,
I
Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin.
Right.
Led Zeppelin.
Right.
And I got stoned for that. And that guy, John Bonham, did a 45-minute drum solo.
Christ.
The other guys actually leave the stage when he starts.
God almighty.
I thought it was the greatest thing
right.
I ever heard.
No, you never sit through
it. No, you never want to.
Chris and Covina, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Studs.
Hey, dude.
I listen to Bobby O'Reilly or Baba O'Reilly.
Oh, the
what
was that? Teenage Wasteland?
Yeah.
Yeah, Teenage Wasteland with The Who. This is one of the great songs ever to get stoned to. I remember seeing them in San Diego at what was then Jack Murphy Stadium. Is it still Jack Murphy? I don't know if it is or not. No, it's not. They play downtown
stadium.
Now. But Jack Murphy Stadium, and this was the greatest song to sit around with 50 other people who are completely bombed.
Yeah.
And this song, it seemed like the opening for the song, especially live in concert, goes on for about 22 minutes. Before they ever really get into the song. And maybe we don't have to sit through the whole opening either, huh? Is that possible? Right. Yeah, the opening is literally like 15 minutes long. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here we go. Turn that up, Randy, will you? Says as loud as it goes. So great to get high to.
It's only teenage wasteland. Sally, take my hand. We'll travel south across land. Put out the fire. Don't look past my shoulder.
All right. Nicole in the valley. Nicole, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Hey, babe.
How you doing?
All right, man. What'd you get high to?
So when you're looking for that buildup and you get all sentimental and then it just kicks your ass,
right.
It's Night Ranger Sister Christian.
Oh, yeah.
You're doing it.
You getting high right now?
Oh, I'm sad, but I know I'm going to be so happy when I do it.
It's probably like a chick song to get high to.
You should do a mix of this thing.
Should be a CD.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, you could sell a CD like this. Stoner's music. All right, let's talk to Greg in Thousand Oaks. Greg. Oh, you got it? Okay.
All right, here's where you get real stone.
All right, crank it up. Let's talk to Mike in Orange. Mike, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, dude?
Fine. Hey, Tim and Sam. Hey. But it seems like every song you're stoned is a good song. But the one that I remember was it just seemed like you were moving between the speakers, and that was the cars moving in stereo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a great one. Especially if you're smoking weed right now, this does go back and forth between speakers, right? All right, here it is, the cars. This is great.
I'm moving in stereo.
Life's the same, except for my shoes. Life's the same, you're shaking like tremolo. Life's the same, it's all inside you.
Joe in Temple City on 97.1 Free FM.
What's happening,
hey,
my man?
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
All right, what do you got?
All right, I'm about 20. I'm 20 years old.
Congratulations. And,
well, yeah, I just want to explain. I'm pretty much into all kinds of music, but I have to say I love listening to some classic rock. I have to say Lynyrd Skynyrd, Freebird, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, Freebird, I used to listen to this in Detroit during the summer with Tim Bresnahan. And get bombed. This is great. Let's talk to Johnny in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Babu.
Hey, look at you, dude.
Big old stud, you.
Yeah, what do you got?
I get high when I'm hearing People Are Strange by the Doors.
Oh, yeah. All right, we'll play this when we go to commercial break here. When you're a stranger. And then Malibu Dan and Sam Syme with a little Stump the Monkey at 10 o'clock. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
When you're unwanted, streets are uneven. When you're down, when you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
You see all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way. I've seen all good people turn their heads each day, so satisfied I'm on my way.
Where are we? What the hell is going on? The dust has only just begun to fall. Crop circles in the carpet. Sinking feeling. Spin.
Tiny insects in my head. Tiny insects everywhere. Tiny insects in my head. Watching insects make romance. Insects make me want to dance. Dance, dance. They make me want to dance. Dance, dance.
He's got fast in black lungs. Made of clothes. Splintered shards. They're the kind that will talk through a wheezing car.
Fast over lover, always hot beneath the covers. Still I talk to you, my daddy I say. Said you ain't seen nothing. Down on the mountain.
Come over, no.